The World This Week. Business.
Steven Mnuchin, America's Treasury Secretary, warned China that a new round of tariffs would be imposed on Chinese goods in December if it did not adhere to the accord struck between the two countries on October 11th. Under the deal, China will buy more American agricultural produce, toughen protections for intellectual property, and provide more access to its financial services market. Enough concessions to stop America raising tariffs on $250 billion worth of exports. China was cautious about the prospect for a breakthrough that will end the trade war. Donald Trump was more ebullient, declaring that the deal amounted to a love fest.
Huawei reported that its business supplying 5G network equipment is thriving, despite being blacklisted by the American government, and that to date it has signed 60 contracts with telecoms companies around the world. The Chinese maker of telecoms equipment has stockpiled essential components that are in limited supply from American firms because of the ban.
Goldman Sachs reported a big drop in quarterly profit and revealed that it had lost $80 million so far on its investment in WeWork, a loss-making office rental startup that had to abort its long-awaited stock market debut when its valuation sank. By contrast, J.P. Morgan Chase, which was the lead underwriter on WeWork's IPO, recorded a rise in net profit to $9.1 billion. The bank is said to be working on a financing package for WeWork to stop it running out of cash next month.
An international panel of experts reviewing the certification process of Boeing's 737 MAX jetliner, which has been grounded following two crashes, published a report that was highly critical of the aerospace company and the Federal Aviation Administration. The report found that the FAA had inadequate awareness of what the plane's new automated system was supposed to do. On the day it was published, Boeing separated Dennis Muilenburg's dual positions as chief executive and chairman in order to augment the board's active oversight role.
Nestlé said it would return 20 billion Swiss francs, that's $20 billion, to shareholders over the next few years after reporting solid revenues and a boost from the sale of its skincare business. The Swiss food and drink maker's share price has risen by a third since January.